Contemporary World Theology Session 28，认识现代神学第28讲。我们上一讲讲到金钱主义呢，他们的创始人 Spener S-P-E-N-E-R， 他提出五个方案去面对教会一些的弊病。这五个是 Number one, a more extensive use of the Word of God， 更广泛地使用上帝的话。 Number two, a diligent exercise of spiritual priesthood， 第二，更勤奋地使用属灵的祭司的职分，就是人人要侍奉神。 Number three, the preaching of faith， 要多宣讲信心的道理。 Number four, a loving spirit in controversy，第四，在争辩的时候存爱心。 Number five, the devotional nurture and pastoral training of theological students。 第五，对神学生要培养他们的灵修生活和给他们关于教牧事工方面的训练。我们在这里继续。 To implement theseDemands， 为了要执行这些的需求， Spener and fellow colleagues like Frank 1663 to 1727 gathered the serious minded into small groups for Bible study and mutual assistance in spiritual growth. Spener 还有他同工，例如 Frank F-R-A-N-C-K-E 法兰克1663到1727，Spener 和他的同工们呢，就召集了这些认真的信徒，组成小组，来研读圣经和在属灵的成长上彼此的帮助。He called these gatherings little churches inside the church， 他称这些的聚会为教会里面的小教会。He established centers of fellowship， 他也设立一些交通团契的中心， the collegia pietatis as the groups were called， 这些的比较大一点点的小组聚会呢，被称为敬虔的学院。 But the central purpose of these associations of piety was not scholarship， 但是这些的敬虔的联会或者是聚会的最重要的目的不是学术， but evangelism, the dissemination of the word of God through all classes of society， 乃是传福音，换言之，在社会上不同的阶层传播上帝的话。 Along with this program went a strong self-discipline， 与这个事工同时的使他们非常注重自律， which included abstinence from playing cards, dancing, and the theater， 就包括了不玩牌，不跳舞，不去戏院， and moderation in food, drink, and dress， 还有在饮食上和穿着上保持廉洁。 The movement did not leave untouched also the area of compassion， 这个敬虔的运动也没有忽略到慈惠或者怜悯的层面。 Since Christianity was a practice of a transforming way of life， 基督教既然是一个改变生命的生活方式的实践， good works became the outward expression of that faith， 那么好行为就是这个信仰的外在的表现。 Faith was the sun， 信心就像太阳一样。Good works were the sun's rays， 好行为乃是太阳的光线。 Schools, orphanages, and other philanthropic organizations were started， 他们开办了学校、孤儿院，还有其他的慈善的机构。 The work of foreign missions was a unique feature of the Pietist movement， 而敬虔运动的一个独特的特点就是海外宣教的工作。 As the years passed, Pietism's influence touched many nations. 随着年日的流逝，金钱主义的影响力出到世界的各国。In the 18th century, the life of John Wesley was molded and rekindled by the fire of Pietism.
在十八世纪，约翰·卫斯理的生命是由金钱主义的火焰所塑造和点燃。
And through Wesley's preaching and the movement that led to the formation of the Methodist Church, a revival came to England.
还有，透过卫斯理的讲道和他所带领的运动，也就是导致寻道或者会理公会的成立的运动呢，透过这个运动，复兴来到英国。
In America, 在北美洲， Pietism joined forces with Calvinists.Like Jonathan Edwards, to bring revival to the new nation.
金钱主义与加尔文主义者联手合作，把复兴带到这个新兴的国家。这些加尔文主义者包括约拿丹·爱德华兹。
In the 19th and 20th centuries, 到了第十九和二十世纪的时候， the preaching of Dwight L. Moody bore strong traces of Pietism's emphasis.
穆迪先生的讲道带着浓厚的金钱主义的色彩的。
Once again, a fresh interest in the old earmarks of the movement was kindled.
再一次金钱运动的老旧的标志人们对他们有兴趣。这些生命跟事工又再次的被点燃起来。
Devotional preaching, 灵修式的讲道。The uselessness of doctrine when unrelated to life.
与生命无关的教义的无用性。
Abstinence from certain habits, such as smoking, drinking, theater, attendance, in promotion of the distinctive traits of what came to be called the separated life.
在一些坏习惯方面的节制，例如不抽烟、不喝酒、不去戏院，来促进一种分别出来的生命。
New passion for foreign missions.
对海外宣教的新的热忱。
The establishment of schools where the devotional life could be emphasized.
设立一些的学校，这些学校所强调的是灵修的生活。
All these emphases remain as an integral part of American, quote, conservative, unquote, theology today.
所有这些的强调到了今天仍然是美国的所谓保守派的神学的不可或缺的部分。
But Pietism did not stop in America.
但是金钱运动并不停留在北美洲而已。
For during this general period, the evangelical, fired by his faith, freely overleaped national boundaries and carried to the ends of the world his newfound word of hope.
因为在这段时间呢，福音派人士因为他的信心重新点燃起来，就很自由地跨越不同的国家，把他所发现的盼望的信息带到地极。
For the first time in many eastern lands, the gospel was brought by missionaries, many of them deeply touched by pietistic emphases.
在亚洲第一次的有被这些的金钱主义所强调的要点影响的宣教士把福音带到他们中间。
Now, Pietism through the missionary left its stamp on the life of the church in many areas.
那么现在呢，透过宣教士，金钱主义在不同的领域，在教会的生活里面留下他们的印记。
In Korea, for example,
比如说在韩国
，it helped to produce a lack of doctrinal preaching and an emphasis on devotional preaching.
这个就导致在教义性的讲道 的缺乏和对灵修性的讲道的强调。The cultivation of the Christian life sometimes are large in terms of the practice of or abstinence from certain practices.
而培养基督徒生命的成长呢，一般都是学习一些的习俗，或者是不做某些方面的事情。
A healthy emphasis on the devotional life and personal evangelism,
一种很健康的对灵修生活和个人布道的强调。
An early church whose center was the layman and not the minister.
韩国的早期教会的核心人物是平信徒而不是牧师。
A stress on emotions rather than intellect.
强调情感多过强调理性。
Revival rather than reformation.
强调复兴而不强调改革。
Introspection rather than service.
强调内省多过侍奉。
The positive contribution of pietism is enormous, and the good far outweighs the bad.
敬虔运动的正面的贡献是巨大的，它的正面远远超过负面的因素。
It kindled a healthy concern for true piety in the face of almost no piety at all.
他们在差不多没有敬虔的教会圈子里面点燃了一个很健康的对真正的敬虔的关注。
It improved pastoral training.
在教牧的训练方面有着大大的进步。
It breathed spiritual life into what might otherwise have been a dead or sterile substitute for orthodoxy.
他们把灵命吹进到一个所谓的正统信仰的死沉沉的没有生命的一个教会生活里面。那这个死沉沉的生活呢，是纯正信仰的一个取代品。
It initiated perhaps the greatest missionary and evangelistic program Christianity has ever known.
敬虔运动可以说主动的导致基督教历史空前的最大的宣教和布道运动。
It led to far-reaching and powerful action for the poor and oppressed of many lands.
导致到影响深远的关注于穷人和被压迫的人的一些正面的行动。这个在世界不同的国家发生。
It inspired some of the church's greatest hymns, Charles Wesley.
他启迪了教会历史上最伟大的一些的圣诗，例如查理士卫斯理
，and contributed to some of the world's greatest music,
韩多伦巴克，也对人类最伟大的一些的音乐，直接做贡献，例如韩德尔跟巴哈。
At the same time, 与此同时
，it has weaknesses, 敬虔主义有它的弱点。
Which have continued to plague the Western and now the Eastern Church.
它不断地危害着西方的教会，现在危害到亚洲的教会。这里，作者要指出六方面的弱点。Number one, 第一方面的弱点。
Its stress on experience could easily degenerate into subjectivism and even mysticism.
敬虔主义强调经验，那么很容易的就堕进主观主义，甚至乎是神秘主义。
Its emphasis on introspection sometimes degenerated into a morbid preoccupation with the state of the individual soul.
因为敬虔运动强调自我的省察，所以很容易呢就堕入到一种恐怖的关于自己的灵命的这种的过分的关注。
This element forms an especially remarkable parallel with a similar feature of mysticism, which we indicated in an earlier chapter.
这个因素呢，与神秘主义一些的特点呢，是非常的相像的。我们在前一章已经指出过。
The results of this might be seen in a system of liberalism developed by Schleiermacher 这种的内省、的因素呢，在施莱马赫所发展出的自由派神学系统、很清楚可以看出施莱马赫的年日是1768到1834 whose epistemological center was religion as feeling 施莱马赫神学系统里面的知识论的核心是宗教作为情感 feeling Schleiermacher had been trained in a pietist home and a Moravian college. Schleiermacher 生长在一个敬虔主义的家庭和受教育一个莫拉维弟兄会 的大学。Number two, 第二方面的弱点。Emotion was so strongly emphasized in pietism. 敬虔主义是那么的强调人的情感。That the role of the intellect was seriously harmed, 导致于理性的生活呢是严重的受损。Pietism failed to keep spiritual vitality and intellectual rigor in proper balance. 敬虔运动没有在灵命的活泼和理性的严谨之间维持一个正确的平衡。As a result, 结果呢？Pietism as a theological force remained then and now relatively sterile. 作为一个神学的一股的势力，敬虔主义在当时和现今都是缺乏活力的。It remains suspicious of science, philosophy, and the academic world. 敬虔主义对科学、哲学和学术的世界不断地保持着怀疑的态度。Number three, 第三方面的弱点。It cannot see the wider demands of the Christian faith in areas like politics, society, or labor. 敬虔主义看不到基督教的信仰在政治、社会或者劳工方面的广大的要求。Christianity is said by the pietist to participate in society only insofar as it calls the sinner to repentance and faith in Christ. 敬虔主义者认为基督教是如何参与社会呢？唯独透过呼吁罪人悔改信基督。It does not demand a Christian approach to education or science or economics. 它并不要求有一种基督教的对教育科学或者经济方面 的进入。It demands only that an individual Christian approach education or science or economics. 唯独的要求是一个个别的基督徒呢进入到教育或者科学或者经济学的范围里面而已。Number four, 第四方面的弱点。Pietism frequently underemphasized doctrine. 敬虔主义往往呢是忽略的教义 and overemphasized the practical frequently 往往是过分的强调那实际的 This lack of doctrine played some part in the development of the ecumenical movement mirrored in the World Council of Churches 这个对教义的忽略呢对世界教协 WCC 所发展的教会合一运动是一个的影响的因素 and it continues to be evident in that movement's doctrinal latitudinarianism 这个教会合一运动呢他们的教义的松散性呢到了今天仍然是很明显的 it also continues to leave pietistically influenced movements more open to theological deviations and perversions 它不断的让那些受到敬虔主义影响的运动呢受到神学的偏差或者错误的影响。For this reason, and in view of the strong influence of Pietism on the so-called mission field, 为了这个的缘故，还有因为敬虔主义在所谓宣教工厂的一些的国家呢，有这么强烈的影响，因此呢 ，there is much room for concern that the younger churches will be easily prone to unbiblical movements and elements. 因此呢，很多人会关注。所谓比较年轻的教会是否很容易就遭受到不符合圣经的运动和要素的影响 A quick glance at Oosthuizen's Post-Christianity in Africa confirms this. 读者假如去翻阅一下《非洲的后基督教》这本书，就很容易证实这一点的。Number five, 第五方面的弱点。Pietism historically has tended also to produce the little church within the church. 多年来，敬虔主义一般会生出一个小小的教会里面的教会 ，with a real danger of what some have called disruption and spiritual pride. 同时带来的是对教会的纷争和属灵的傲慢。In the 19th century, this tendency helped to create interdenominational independent foreign mission agencies. 在十九世纪，这种的教会里的教会这种的心态呢就直接间接的导致一些宗派之间的独立的海外宣教机构成立 ，such as the justly famous China Inland Mission， 正如一个驰名的中国内地会 ，now the Overseas Missionary Fellowship， 目前被称为海外基督使团的。Such groups rather skeptical of the holiness of the established churches， 这些的团体呢，对主流的，也就是大宗派。的圣洁呢是保持怀疑的态度的 have maintained separate existence to the present day 到今天仍然是独立存在的 and continued to manifest many of the pietist emphases we have cited earlier 特别是显出我们上文所说过的所提到的敬虔主义的所强调的要素 Number six, 第六方面的弱点 Pietism tends to allow devotional routines of Bible readingprayer and church attendance to become a substitute for fuller Christian practice. 一般来说，敬虔主义让读经、祷告和参加教会聚会这些的巡礼的活动呢，取代了一个更完整的基督徒的实践生活。A tendency to limit the definition of the Christian life to the four walls of the church building or the abstinence from certain practices produce an abstracted view ofspiritual life, 因为他一般来说会把基督徒生活的定义限于教会建筑物的四道墙里，还有限于一些不从事一些坏习惯的生活。因此，他们的所谓属灵生命呢，是一种抽象的观念。The wider responsibilities of love and peace and long suffering can sometimes take second place. 很多时候。一些比较广泛的仁爱、和平、忍耐的一些的责任呢，往往是成为次要的。To a stronger emphasis on prohibitions regarding smoke or drink， 比较重要而强调的是禁止信徒抽烟跟喝酒。These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Matthew 23:23.马太福音二十三章二十三节，也就是说，这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。End of chapter 15，第十五章结束。我们下一讲讲第十六章 dispensationalism 时代论。